Get it.
All right, cool. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in again to the BAMF podcast, formerly the Vigilance Press podcast. This is Mike Lafferty, your only slightly inebriated host tonight. And with me tonight, we have Walt. I'm going to murder your last name, Robillard.
You're very close. You got me as a robotic duck, so that's that's Robillard, actually, but you're close enough, so I'll answer to it.
Okay, all right. And Walt is here from the Great White North, and he is here representing two different – I guess you guys are kind of a big monolithic RPG hegemony now between Zuma Comics and Hedger Studio.
Well, we're working that way, and you know, the more the merrier, so anybody who's looking for a job, send me an email.
Okay. Do you mean next people will send you emails?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. What email should they send to if they're looking to do art or writing for you?
All right. If they're looking to do either art or writing, they should contact me at KROH, said just like the bird, and then it's at hazardstudio.net, and
okay.
Then we can direct their talent as needed.
Okay. And what kind of skill sets are you looking for in terms of game writing?
Right now we're looking for just some general artists that both from my side of the house, which is the RPG side, and then also for my partner Andrew Colas, his side of the house, which would be actual like web comics and full blown comics and some other projects that are not going to be announced yet. But we're looking for art. We're looking for writing for people who want to do full blown adventures for stuff like Bash, Icons. So if you got something you want to put out there, you know, send me a note and we'll work that out.
Okay, so you're looking for Bash, looking for Icons, any other systems we should mention?
Hey, I'm into anything. So if you got something clever, down and dirty, send it my way.
Okay, and are we most of your products so far focused on the super genre? Is that pretty much where we're staying?
No, definitely not. This is just a good place to get into the pool and wade in before we start getting to the deep end and swimming around with the rest of the sharks that are already there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. God bless them. So, all right, well, cool. All right, so everybody, open call right now. If you want to get into the RPG or comics, online comics biz, talk to Walt. And all right, cool. Well, hey, let's just jump right into it. We're talking today specifically about a recent product you had come out called, there's a whole line you have for Bash called Typecasting.
Yep. That came about, we were on the forums one night, and the writer is a gentleman by the name of Ben Norman. He goes by the moniker of Mr. Jupiter on the forums. And he just started posting some really clever archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
So, here are some cool things I can do with the system. Take my characters, play with them. If you don't have time to make one of your own, here you go. And I thought it was a great idea for a system that wasn't getting a lot of love, but should be. So I contacted him, and he was all for it. Money changed hands, writing changed hands, and it was from start to finish. Ben is a consummate professional. Can't say enough about him. So anybody looking to hire a great writer, he's a man.
I understand he also performs weddings and bars and mitzvahs and has a great tenor.
I heard he can. I heard he's got quite a box step too, but I've never seen it myself.
Well, that sounds like a challenge. All right. Well, hey, cool. So let's talk about. Now we've had two in this series of typecasting, which is sort of like to draw an analogy with Mutants and Masterminds. It's kind of like their book Instant Superheroes.
Yep. And the archetype series that that some of the other guys did. So it's close to that. And since Bash didn't have one, we figured we'd throw one out there.
Okay. Now the first one they can get for free, actually. Any listeners?
Absolutely. Right now you can get it at the Zenith site that's on RPG Now. Zenith Comics presents, but pretty soon it's going to be going over to Hazard Studios because that's where all the RPG element side of the house is going to be.
Okay, now I'm just looking at the little preview on RPG Now. Looks like under Usual Suspects we've got Unobtainium Scrapper, who's sort of your Colossus, Alloyed Strongman, Half-Blood Hunter, Insubstantial Youth. I'm guessing it's sort of a guy who can phase. Density Droid, I'm guessing kind of a...
Vision.
Yeah, and Demigod of Strength, I'm guessing a Hercules.
Oh, yeah. And, if you were to download that, because it's a free product, we wanted to get it out fast and quick. We made sure all the editing was good and made sure, my spell check was working. And then after that, we just threw in some black and white line art and, got some covers together and got it out there for free. And basically, these are the archetypes that Ben had done in the forums initially. And they're just put in there with some art and stuff.
Okay, cool. And following up on that, released very recently here, we have for 99 cents, which is a hell of a price, you get Typecasting Mind Force, which has several psionic heroic, or I guess you'd use them as villains if you wanted to. Sorry, it's the rum. I'm stuttering all of a sudden. various psionic archetypes. And now some of these I was able to put a character with, like, the first one in the book, Ballistic Master. That reminds me of some of those assassins we had in Wanted who could
absolutely
curve bullets, yeah. Mind Bolstered Powerhouse, that was one I couldn't think of a character from popular media to go with. So who were you thinking of for that one?
This could be across the several different characters. You know, you could have your standard telekinetic mixed with somebody like the character Armor from Marvel Comics, like the X-Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who can use psionics to for a more physical manifestation rather than just, you know, going in and going brain to brain.
Okay. And Static Ninja, who are you thinking of for that one?
That's our old friend Psylocke, all day long and twice on Sunday.
Nice, nice. And Master Skillful Telepath, that's our friend Charles Xavier or someone
similar. Yeah.
And Telekinetic Manipulator, that struck me a little bit like Gambit, but maybe you're thinking of someone else for that one.
Well, actually, you know, Ben did all the writing for this,
okay.
So I wasn't quite sure who he based that one on. But my instructions in the beginning to Ben when he started writing was, you know, I want archetypes that people can just jump into the game with,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want the usual suspects. I don't want, you know, the ones that are the, you know, I don't want the standard blaster, the standard martial artist.
You know, gotcha.
Give me something new. Give me something, you know, a little bit different. And to his credit, he not only came up with some interesting ways to play the points, but he also did two versions of it. So you have your full-blown, like, superhero version at about 30 to 40 points, and then below that you have the 25-point build for a more street-level campaign if you need it.
Yeah, I thought that was nice sense of versatility there. And you also had a little variation sidebar for everyone talking about some alternatives. You can switch out this power for that power. You can drop this, add in that, kind of gives you some tweaks right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, when Ben started turning these in and, you know, the ideas really started rolling, right now with the first two, you're pretty much just seeing the tip of the iceberg. He really rolled out some high-class archetypes here.
All right, cool. Yeah, that wasn't meant to give me a short shrift to telekinetic short shift to into the telekinetic manipulator. It's a really cool idea. I mean, the guy's kind of a force controller using gravity, which is a great idea. You know, actually, I think there's a character in Marvel Comics called Gravity.
Nice.
Yeah, he was, you know what, I'm going to be a comics geek here for a second, but he was in the Secret Wars sequel they came out with last year. And he actually died at the end, but he's back now. And
that happens all too often.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of things that die and then resurrect, you been reading the new DCU at all?
I've been in and out of it. I've seen a little bit of the Batman, some of the Superman. I haven't checked out some of the others yet just because of a very hectic schedule. But I did jump into Batman first and the art was fun. Some of the story was fun. But then, you know, it got a little risque at the end and, very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I've been hearing that from a lot of people. There's a lot more sexual content. Although, I don't know. There's been a lot of controversy about, like, Catwoman, you know, being, you know, kind of cheesecakey and, you know, softcore porn. But I remember Catwoman back in the 90s when they could have just renamed the suit, hey, here are boobs underneath spandex.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think of Superman?
Interesting. The costume is leaving a little to be desired. I mean, the armored look, I don't know whether I like it or hate it. I mean, I like some of the line work they're doing with it, but the overall look of it, I don't know. It's just not catching with me yet.
Yeah. I've been really enjoying Justice League. Some of the other stuff, I've been kind of hit or miss on. Picked up Aquaman, this
last. I heard that was really good. I heard they're making him interesting.
I've heard that too. I didn't read Aquaman 1. I read Aquaman 2. I'm thinking maybe I should have read 1 to really get what he's doing. Although I have this problem with Geoff Johns in general. Geoff Johns' villains tend to remind me of characters from 1980 horror movies.
I mean, you know, some of your personality does come out in your writing.
Yeah, yeah. I one reason I became more of a light Green Lantern fan is that once you introduce the yellow and the red you know, Lantern Corps. I was like, you know, I'm waiting for Pumpkinhead and, you know, Leprechaun to show up and join these because...
absolutely. And then we started with the Indigo Lanterns and, you know, I was waiting for the Fuchsia Lanterns myself. Those would have been a favorite.
It was Skittles in Space. And, you know, I mock because
Skittles in Space.
Yeah. I mock because I love. I'm a big Green Lantern fan from back in the days, which is analogous to being an Alpha Flight fan or, or a Cubs fan because, you know, Green Lantern sucked really bad for so, so long. And it's,
all right, here's my question for you. Who's your favorite Lantern?
Kyle Rayner.
Oh, nice.
And, I liked what Ron Mars was doing with him in the 90s, and I'm kind of annoyed that they, you know, basically Kyle's just a spear carrier anymore. He's not really doing much.
Right.
So that's kind of a bummer. But, hey, you're from Canada.
Actually, I'm United States.
I thought you were on the Accidental Survivor, so I figured you guys were all Canadian. I'm sorry.
He was. All of them are Canadian. I just kind of fell in with those guys.
Okay, and you're working with the guy from Zenith, Andrews. I figured
he's Canadian too. It's true. I have much love for the Canadians.
Sorry, my dog's growling, but she hates Canadians. Hey, Tara, cut it out. Hang on.
Yeah, my first experience with Canada was at Winter Warfare School in 1992 in Petawawa, up in the Great White North. And after that, it's been, anytime I encounter somebody from up there, it's always been a good time.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, I hear that they get the Norwegian Special Forces to come out and train with the Canadians in the wintertime.
It's possible. I was American military back then, so you know we got out there and they told us that the number one rule was remember that Tuesday is a recovery day because every other day we're going to be drinking.
I need to immigrate. That's all there is to it. We'll see who wins this next election. Maybe I'll have to go.
Absolutely.
Well, beautiful. Okay. Well, hey, so we're talking about this product. I like the art. You did the art and the layout, right?
I did. It was a choice. I was going to originally hire out the art because the cost can be prohibitive at times. But on this, God bless you. On the first two, I did the art. The first one, like I said, was we wanted to get it out there and get the name of the series out there. So we did it in black and white. And after that, it's going to be all color. And then when we're going to be doing, we have two already out, and we have three more planned. And then when those hit, we're going to be doing a collected edition that is going to include adventures, taking some of the archetypes and actually making them into full-blown characters that you can use in the adventures of the games and so forth and so on. So it's looking bright.
All right, cool. What's the next one coming out, and when can we expect it?
It should have been out last week, but my military schedule is playing a little havoc with what I got going on, so I was way late on some of the art. But it should be out this coming week, and it's called Street Tough, and it's going to be all like street-level archetypes, stuff like Batman and Nightwing and all those guys.
Daredevil, Moon Knight, that kind of thing. All right, cool.
Absolutely.
I look forward to it. Now, are you the art and layout for that one as well?
I am. I decided that way we could have a consistent feel throughout the series. And then there are going to be a couple of pieces that are contracted from Storm Cook. Some of his pieces are going to make a couple of special appearances. And I'm in negotiations now for a cover from him for the collected edition. So hopefully that'll go through.
I say that's a smart move because Storm does amazing work. He really does.
Absolutely, and you know something, the great thing about Storm is he's very approachable. You know, I mean, everybody knows Storm Cook's work. I mean, if you've even opened an RPG book, you've seen his stuff, and he's very approachable, easy to work with. Can't recommend him enough, and if you're thinking about putting out a product, you should contact Storm. He's amazing.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about the guy, and does amazing work, and I think Lewis Porter Jr. has a few art packs you can buy right now that feature Storm's work. So, if you're doing RPG stuff, he's a good guy to get in touch with.
Absolutely.
So, well, fantastic. All right, well, hey, so we're talking about the street-level book coming out in the next week or two. And can we look past that, or do you want to keep it under wraps until it gets closer?
No, we can look past that. So after street level, we're going to be going to a little bit of weird side of the house, something that's usually not touched on so much on the in the superhero genre. We're going to be going toward like cybernetic and mechanical heroes. So, you're going to have your armored hero, but then you're going to have stuff that could be skirting on the level of like Transformers. So, you know, we like I said, I took the leash off Ben and said, hey, you know, go crazy. See what you can give me. And he really knocked it out of the park.
So that's going to be more of your Iron Man, your Cable, your Optimus Prime, your Vision, that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Red Tornado. Okay, cool. Look forward to it. And you guys are collecting things. And any idea when we're going to see the big collected edition, or is that we're going to – well, what's the plan?
Collected edition is going to hit in January. Mm-hmm. And we made a promise to whoever gave us our first review. It was a gentleman named James. He's going to be getting the first look at it. He gave us our first review on RPG. Jeremy mm-hmm. gave us our first review on RPG Now, and he'll get the first look out at it when it comes out.
All right, sweet. Now, you guys are you're a dual-threat organization between Zenith and Hasbro Studios. You're the RPG side, and Mr. Andrew Collis, who's a legendary figure. He's 7 foot tall with a shock of red hair, twice as strong as a normal man, kind of a Paul Bunyan.
That's true.
He is doing the comics side of the house. And can you tell us what's going on there?
I can give you a little. I can't let too much out of the bag, just okay. Because it's definitely a work in progress, and we don't want to jump the shark on too much. Let's just say that you know, we want to put out a story that that not only, you know, is tried and true to the superhero genre, but at the same time can be totally relatable to the RPG genre. So it's going to be he's in the writing stages right now, and I've seen the script. It's amazing. It's, you know, and just when you think you're done with, you know, holding your breath, you want more, he hits you with another haymaker, and he did a really great job so far.
All right, cool. So you're trying to strike a balance between gaming and and this kind of reminds me of what the Dead Gentlemen do with their movies. Am I off base thinking you guys are going that same kind of direction, or?
Oh, if we could do movies, that would be tight. But we're going to be doing one stone at a time. So.
Well, no, I meant like, you know, with the whole. You know, half the narrative is guys are on a table rolling dice. Half the narrative is what those characters are doing in the fantasy world.
It's going to be a slightly larger disconnect than that. So we're going to be, the whole reason for, you know, superhero RPG gaming in the first place is because, you know, all of us nerdly types love comic books. You know, we can't help it.
Yeah.
So I mean, why not get to act out your own hero in your own stories and doing your own thing and. The project that we're working on now, he's gearing it toward, you know, inspiring that kind of fun so that people will hit the gaming table again and will do some of those things with original characters and so forth.
Okay, cool. So you're more of a Marvel guy, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Ever since I was a kid, the DC stories would hit me here and there, as far as my interest in them. But for most of the time, I'm pretty much a zombie.
So what are you liking right now?
X-Men is fun, especially with the whole they're going to be fracturing all of the different storylines. I won't be picking all of them up, but I'm pretty much a zombie that way. Brubaker on Captain America has been incredible, and with the announcement that there could be a Winter Soldier series in the works, that's pretty tight as well.
Bucky won't stay dead, will he?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, these patriotic Americans are really hard to keep down.
Yeah, but they're like, they keep coming back like zombies. Or
well, as long as they're good-looking zombies, you know, with the flashy white teeth and the shock jaw, it's all good. The girls will still come out to see them.
All right. Well, fair enough. That's news to me. I thought I was up on a comic book happening. I didn't know they were bringing back Bucky as a Winter Soldier. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's in the current, I think it's Fear Itself 7.1. It's one of the Brubaker issues. At the end, spoilers. Hello, spoilers.
But turn off the podcast now if you don't want to know.
Yep. Right. You know, there is a scene between Buck and Cap, and at least one of them riding off into the sunset, and you can pretty much figure out it's Buck on his way to his ongoing. So I mean, and Brubaker has made several statements over the net about this. So I mean, it looks good. I mean, if you're interested, go to sites like Newsarama. Yeah. Or, comic book resources, and they're up on all that stuff.
Huh, somehow I missed that completely. Yeah, I was kind of bummed when Bucky got shot. That's
huge disappointment. Yeah. I mean, I thought Brubaker was writing an amazing book with Buck, because here's this, you know, guy who has who feels just as much out of time as Captain America, but now you have the added story arc of, I need to live up to my hero.
Yeah, it's Brubaker's an incredible writer, and I think he did – He did for Captain America, but Geoff Johns did for Green Lantern. He made a cool idea finally shine the way it should have been for decades. You know, because he kind of, you know, Captain America has been a failed series so many times before Brubaker took it over. And, yeah, it's great stuff. I read the trades. It's, yeah, okay, cool. I didn't know that. That's interesting stuff. I was looking forward to Nova coming back. Here.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually had Dan Abnett on the podcast a few times. He's a hell of a guy.
Oh, I've heard the I've been keeping up with the podcast, and you know, when you have Dan Abnett on, you know, we're huge Abnett geeks over here, because a friend of mine is a huge Warhammer 40K enthusiast.
And, oh, okay. So you know all that stuff he's doing, yeah.
Oh yeah. Anytime we hear Abnett, we're like, hey, guess what we heard? So it's a good time.
Yeah, I'm trying hard to get him back sometime for the end of the year. Have you been reading Heroes for Hire?
I have not recently.
Okay, if you get a chance, it's what I pick up every month, because it's fun. It's done in one. You know, there's ongoing plot lines, but you know, you can kind of pick it up and just enjoy it for what it is, instead of, you know, I kind of get burned out on the mega events about Civil War time. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they were actually one of the big comic websites were talking about that recently, where one of the creators was in a shop to do some signing, and you know, somebody said, hey, do you want to come over here? And the gentleman said, no, event fatigue. No, I'm all set.
Yeah. I've got it pretty bad. Although on the cosmic stuff, I can kind of still get enthusiastic for. But it was the ending of Civil War, and I think Countdown on the DC side kind of burned me out for a few years. So
yeah, when you have a big event crossing over all these different titles for, you know, what is it now, the last eight years? I mean, you're talking, what did it start with, Avengers Disassembled, somewhere around there?
Yeah, you're right. You're going back to like 2002, 2003. So, yeah, it's...
And then DC started following suit with their Infinite Crisis and all this other junk. So, I mean, you know, you got these huge companies bouncing back and forth, and then you got guys like Image Comics, you know, throwing out this like pilot seasons and stuff like that to try and keep it fresh. And you know, places like, I can't remember the publisher, but like Grim Fairy Tales and stuff like that. So, you know, you got some guys out here for, you know, when you get event fatigue, you can drift to one side or another and catch something new.
You know what I've been reading is Atomic Robo. I'm really enjoying that.
So much fun.
Oh, God, isn't it great? Yeah. If I had deeper pockets, I'd be talking to those guys at that studio about getting the rights for that, because that would, hell, I don't even know what system I'd want to game that with, but that just... I'd like to see more Atomic Robo in any form, you know, movies, games, comics, whatever they could do. Because that's a lot of fun.
I'm a huge fan of the, you know, the low stuff like Black Summer, Incognito, War Heroes. You know, then you get stuff like Atomic Robo, Invincible, stuff like that. Those are fun.
Invincible is pretty fun. What's his name? Garth Ennis was doing a War Stories comic, I think, over at Dynamite, Battlefields or Battlegrounds.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't gotten that one yet. I just finished up War Heroes, where superheroes are sent through basic training to go to Afghanistan, and that was interesting.
That would be interesting. Yeah, it's kind of my... I like the alternate history superhero stuff. Well, you know, with war games and whatnot, that was kind of my... used to be my thing, so... All right, well, cool, man. Well, hey, Walt, I really appreciate your time. Anything else you want to cover before we call it a podcast?
No, just, anytime you need a seat to fill, call me back. Either me, my writer Ben, or Andrew, we'd love to come on again and kick some topics around.
Well, let's see if we can get you guys back in 2012. We can talk about the collected edition. We'll talk about the comics a little bit, too, if you want.
That is fantastic. We'd love it.
All right, sweet. All right, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next time on the Banff Podcast.